Every time I read something in the news, I'm like, hell yeah, this is the greatest thing ever. I'm so excited. Oh, wait, it's not here in America. It's somewhere else.
What?
I'm deceived. I just saw that McDonald's is now offering waffle fries.
Where?
Canada.
Ah, Canada.
Son of a... Canada gets everything. You get Nickelback, you get Justin Bieber, and you get my freaking waffle fries.
Well, I don't think anyone's really that jealous of Nickelback, to be honest.
I kind of like them, but it's okay.
I know. You like your butt rock.
I do like my butt rock. So I also like waffle fries, and I think the best waffle fries I've ever had was at Chick-fil-A.
Now, okay, mine are too.
Late in the game, so...
I like the Chick-fil-A waffle fries too, but have you noticed like they're inconsistent with their saltiness? Sometimes I'll go to Chick-fil-A, they're super salty, and then sometimes I go to a Chick-fil-A and they don't even put any salt on the fries. So I always ask for extra salt, and then if I need to add it, then I'll add it. But I am a frequent flyer of chicken nugget and Chick-fil-A and all chicken nugget restaurants. So like I could tell you like a very in-depth analysis of all the chicken nuggets and all the fries.
I want to talk fries right now, cuz I know your expertise is valuable. You should, if you have a question, Alex, you should hit her up. Joe and Alex, she'll talk nuggets for days. But let's go fries. Who do you think has got the best French fry?
Okay, well, Chick-fil-A is good. I also really like Culver's. I love the Culver's fries. Have you ever been there?
Aren't those like crinkle cut or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, those are super good.
They're meant to absorb or get more ketchup when you dip them, the guy told me one time.
Really?
The way they're designed, they're or hold the ketchup or something, like the way they go in and out.
Yeah.
That's what they told me. He's like, it's weird. They're better for dipping or something.
I didn't know that was a thing. Well, so there's that. And also, I think Wendy's has really decent French fries. Like, since they changed into those new sea salt ones, I think they're really good.
You like those more?
See, yeah.
I say, and I know it's just generic and classic, but I say the number one fry to anybody, McDonald's.
Okay, yes, they used to be, but now they always seem so squishy. And I refuse to eat a French fry unless it's not too crunchy, but it's like right in the middle. But I can't do soggy fries.
Really? So, okay, your number one go-to, if you could only have one type of fry for the rest of your life?
Culver's.
See, I'd go with Chick-fil-A. I would do that, and I would dip it in the Chick-fil-A sauce. Producer MYK, you getting hungry over there in the corner, or what? You're just looking at it like, ah.
Those waffle fries are pretty pimp.
Gosh, do we have a connection? Anybody know anybody at Chick-fil-A?
No.
We got to get a Chick-fil-A connection. I used to have one. Oh, I could eat waffle fries for days. Let us know. Joe and Alex Show just tweeted us to say like what your favorite like place, like the number one fry is. And maybe if they see this, McDonald's will step up their game and come to America with those waffle fries. Because we love McDonald's. We just wish they would have them here in Indy.